I have a medallah for holding in the Gemara, six lines down, last word. Ravashi, getting the seventh line. So we're going back to the Kasha. We have a steer in the Mishnah, and we've given Rabba's Teretz. Rabba's Teretz is the difference between Kanim and Kan Hoyu. Ravashi is going to give a different Teretz. Resha is Mona La'aba B'yotcha. The Sefer is Mona Li B'yotcha. Okay, so that her once she has nesuin, the ksuba goes to the woman. So she has a chesed aguf which supports her taina, and she's being tveya. And the resha, the ksuba still goes to the father. And the father wants to use the chesed aguf to allow him to collect. He can't do that. Okay. Esve Rav Acha Berei de Rav Av Yer le Rav Ashi. Tosefta says, "Moder Meir B'Mumen Harim Lava Imam Beis Avia Shalav Av Lahavi Raya." That in the case of she was Nichlas to the Rishus Abal, but if it was a type of Mumen which normally once we have them here that they probably were here beforehand. So she'd have to bring a raya. Well, why don't we argue still she has the chesed of the goof? And my monali biyotu, it's a case of monali biyotu. It's her, she's being tamei, it's after nesuin, so it's her ksuva. And she has the chesed of the goof. So why? Okay, the more it says, how come? So why does the chesed, what doesn't the chesed of the goof help her in that situation? So more answers. Hakamai Askinan Biyaseris. She has an extra digit. She has an extra finger. So more says. So what raya could she bring? Yaseris, my raya, my see. So she has to prove. But what is about to prove? She was born like that. The more says. My see raya the rov nifayasu. She her proof would have to be not that when this change took place, because that's not the issue. The issue is can she prove with Adam that the husband had been aware of it and agreed to it. That's the proof you would talk about. So that the chazak, obviously the chazaka can't help her for that at all. And the only thing would be Adam. Okay. Look, Rashi. Ravashi Omar. Samhari nami lukmi kula kurabangam liyo. The chazaka the gufa diva. So the whole mission is really rabangam liyo. That the chesed goof allows her to collect money, and that explains the sefer. Like we saw, Rabbi Gamliel is the the husband has to prove it; otherwise, she wins. That's like Rabbi Gamliel. Okay. The problem is the Reisha says that the husband wins. Why doesn't the chazaka help over there? Reisha lahachi lamahani chazaka the gufa. The reason why Chazaka the Guba doesn't help on the race, if he's saying a taina shalaw, ella shalaviya, it's not her taina, it's the father's taina. If he's shuvas erisin laav, v'havli mana laav b'yotcha. So she's, as it were, coming with her Chazaka and saying, "You owe my father money." V'gabi ha'av l'min b'guf shalaw t'tehani chizkasa. So why don't we use the chazak of the girl to help the father? We don't do that. We'll see in places in a second how many mouths of this Gemara. Moira Meir Garcinan b'tosefta that the tosefta says that Meir is the moira. Dava gav don redichas of the rishus abal al abal habi raya. Even though once she's entered the rishus abal and it's a question of the woman. The Baal has to prove that they were there at the time of Erisin, otherwise he has to pay the ksuba. But Mardahu, a mum which could have been there, it sounds like, because any mum which you could be understood that it was there from Beis Avia, so then the Baal is the Baal went. Even though she's not Rishus Abal, it's the burden of proof is still on the woman father's side. But according to your thought process, money to be yotrahu, b'neima hemet a gufa zaskasa, put the goof on the chazaka, that the womb happened later. Biyaseris, etzva yaseira, the lucky member, lacha eris in the hood. So it was an extra finger, that's not possible. Okay. So Tosafot over here grapples with, you know, what's this argument of Ravashi? Ravashi says that mana la'aba b'yotcha. I mean, the point over here is the father is being teveya, and we're using the chesed guf of the woman to decide the shayla. That's what we're discussing. The same we'll be discussing what's the status of a behema, whether the behema was kosher or not kosher, whatever it is. We'll see the next case soon. And we use the chazaka of the behemoth. So, well, if the behemoth is not being to pay the money, the owner is not to pay the money. Like, so why can't you use a chazaka goof? Because you're not the one who's being to pay it. Okay. So Tosafot starts off and says like this. It starts off with the word l'chara. Now l'chara means it would seem to be, which means usually when you hear the word l'chara, you know that it's going to be somewhere along the way. At the end of the day, we're going to retract it. It would seem that the Re wanted to be mafarish. The time of the Mahani La'av. We saw in the first parak that these arguments of Rabbi Gamliel was all in conjunction with the Tainus Bori. The more started off in saying Gamliel says that over there in the first parak that she wins. And the Morris says, why? Because Bori B'Shem and Bori Yodav. She's saying Bori. She knows when this thing happened. The husband's saying maybe. He doesn't know for sure when it happened. He's saying, well, maybe it was there beforehand. There's a Mechotos. Maybe it came later. I don't know. The husband has no way to know. The only person who knows is the woman. So she's a Tainus Bori and he's a Tainus Shema. That's the Morris starts off. And the Morris says, no. It means, well, that's Mechloikis. So she's being Moitzi Mammon with her Bori. The Morris says, that's a Mechloikis. So according to the opinions holds that you can't be Motzi Mammon with a Bor, what are you going to say? Well, there's also Chazaka. So the simple reading of the first parak is that the Mor is not retracting that you need the Bori against the Shema. It's just saying a Bori gets a Shema together with a Chesed Aguf wins. But she walks and says, I don't remember. So it's a Shema and a Shema. Well, she has a Chesed Aguf, she's not going to win. She only wins the fact that the Chesed Guf, Cardinal Mil, works in conjunction with the fact that she's a Bori and the husband is a Shema. So then Zaktai says, oh, so now we have an interesting question. So when a person is being Teveya with a Tainus Bori, I know you owe me money. He's being Teveya in Bezin, you owe me money. And the person says, I'm not sure. So that's the Bori B'Shem. So there's a strength to the person's Tana, he's saying with a clarity. There's a weakness to the person's Tana, saying maybe not. So we throw in a Ches Zaguf, or we throw in a Migu, and you win. The father walks into bed and says, listen, I'm telling you for sure. How do you know for sure? Because my daughter says. Oh, so you mean you don't know for sure? So the Tavei doesn't really know for sure. He's relying on somebody else's Bori. Is that a valid Bori in Halacha? That's the question.
Yeah, but he may be a Bori himself. I mean, these are movement that he may very well see.
That's also possible, but this is what the Re wants to suggest. That the argument over here is because the father himself is not a Bori. The time of Shum the Bori Shalom Lo Mahani Laav the Habi Kemona LaAcher BeYotcha. It's like Reuben comes in the Bezin and says to Shimon, "You owe Levi money." The meaning of Beyesh Nachlin, they don't neman that doesn't work. The Gabi Harman says, "Okay, they don't neman." So the Mor says, "What's the case?" The case is that there is a question of Yerusha, and one of the brothers says, "There's a question about an individual. Is he part of the family as well? He's a brother as well." So one of the brothers says, "He's the brother." So it comes out that this brother is working using his taina there was a question of the father went to him and said, yeah, who did he have a child over there or not? This fellow comes, he doesn't necessarily know the details, but one of the brothers, I recognize him, I was there when I remember he was born, he's a brother, so he doesn't collect. Morris says, The reason why it's a problem, because Baruch Hashem Allah Briyadav, the more so, no. The command Lacha Briyadra Havi, this argument. Even though there's a chest as a goof, Kamachom Mahani Lay, the Lerma Rumil, the man is telling Baruch Hashem, a community of the Perish Perak Beis. So, even with Chesed Guf, the Gemara only said in conjunction with the Bori and the Shema. The Gemara never fell off of that fact that you need the Bori and the Shema. And it's not a good Bori B'Shema. Okay. So that's what Tosfos wants to start off with. Now, so take a look at the wide line of Tosfos, the third wide line. Because of by Rabbeinu Yitzchok, he retracted. And part of his retraction, like what Russell said, the Hamashra made a kamar al ha'av lahavi raya. She said, "Notable raya, fill a tayin bori." The Mishnah says the father has to prove it. Well, depends. In a case where he's not a bori, he's relying on the daughter, he has to prove it. In a case where he says, "I know myself," he would win according to that argument. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. It sounds like Shaino Notable Raya Filo Toyan Bori. The Mishnah should say the father has to prove it or say Bori Li. It didn't say that. Okay. So therefore, Tosfos says after everything, he has other questions which we didn't see the Gemara yet, so I'm not going to get involved in that. Therefore, Tosfos says in the last line, Nir Lapir Shakuntras Iker. Therefore, he retracted and he says we're going to have to accept Rashi's Pshat. The Reisha Mona La Abba Biyot Chubul Mahani Chazaka Cheses Aisha LeGabi Hoav. So what's talking? So at the end of the day, we're back to this Sur of Rashi, which we have to understand what the Sur is. Since Chazaka is a halacha in how to deal with a question, we're not saying we know any reality. I mean, if I ask you in objective reality, what's the reality in the case of Eish HaZish? Man throws a get to the woman, we're not sure if the get landed closer to her, she's divorced, or closer to him and she's not divorced. Well, she has a chesed Eish HaZish. Till now she was an Eish HaZish. She's still an Eish HaZish. If I ask you what happened, I don't know, I have no idea what happened. Right? 50-50 chance that she's divorced. Halacha says that you continue dealing with her as if she's married until we know otherwise. So she's an Eish HaZish. Tomorrow she's Mazana. She's Chayim Misa. Right? So it's a pretty powerful thing, Chazaka, but right? You're killing her based on it. But if I ask you what's the reality, I have no idea what the reality is, but that doesn't make a difference. Halacha says you continue the status until you know otherwise. That halacha so comes from Rashi, and Rashi says that halacha is used. But when the players who are dealing with the chazaka have a chazaka, so the woman has a chesed aguf. I have a way to pass in my shayla and a right to collect. So I'm ready to collect. If I own a behemoth that belongs to me, so that's also called I have a chazaka. Right? But I don't own the father doesn't own the daughter. He's saying, well, there's somebody out there who has a chazaka, and therefore because they have the chazaka, I should win. So Zucker Rashi. The parsha of Chazaka wasn't said. It's not a hakra. It doesn't decide the issue. It's a way to deal with things. So you don't have a Chazaka. And that's the Kiddush over here that Rav Ashi is saying. It's a big yisod in Chazaka. Okay. Zot the Gemara. The Gemara is going to take this.
It really sounds like it's more like to get zeros and kosov type of thing.
Well, all the chazakas is there as a chosim. We're saying that the parsha of chazaka was said to deal with, you know, I mean, the average case of chazaka is dealing with isser. Right? So isser is relevant to every single person in the world. The scenario over there was to deal with hilchos tuma with respect to isser. Is this behemah mutter or aser? You know, is this item? Is there tumor or tahara? So that's relevant to every person in the world. So the ownership is not going to play a role. But over here, we're dealing with it's a new usage of chazaka to be motzi mamon. This is the only place in Shas you find the chazaka to motzi mamon is by chesed aguf, and this is the main sugya for it. That's the sugya before in the first parak. When you learn, we go back and learn your bays, you realize that all of the rishardim and achrardim constantly refer back to the sugya 9 hey. To understand the chesed aguf over there, the chesed aguf is motzi mamon. So the Rashi says this concept of the Chesed Gufa is Motzi Mamon. Well, we're going to accept it. That's Rav Gamliel's Kiddush. We're going to accept it. It's a parsha of Hanhaga given when the person who's Tveya has the Chazaka. Whether we should use a Chazaka from somebody else for the Tveya, that the parsha of Chazaka wasn't said for that. You're right, it's exerts the custom, but the whole deal of Chazaka being Motzi Mamon is exerts the custom.
Yeah, but there's, I don't know, it sounds like there's more of a logic to it. Here you're saying that it's not, I mean, it's not because it's not Bureau, it's on August, so it's
right.
Impressive.
Well, the fact that you can be Motzi Mamon with a Chazaka, which normally you need to, Mamon needs a Bureau. Right? So that the Chiddush system works all the way around, that Chazaka works at all in Mamon. So Rashi is saying it's only logical to apply it when you're dealing with the individual who has the chazaka. Okay. Amar b'Hiram Shmuel, back in the Gemara, at 2 dots. Okay. Hamach lepar b'chamor. So you do chalipin. So chalipin can be done with a suitor. Chalipin can also be done with you're bartering items. You're exchanging items. So the chiddush of kinyan chalipin. So if Reuben has a poro, and Shimon has a chamor, and Reuben wants to get rid of a poro, but he needs a chamor, and Shimon wants to get rid of a chamor and needs a poro, so he says, "Great," he says, "I'll give you my poro." Reuben says to Shimon, "I'll give you the poro, and you'll give me your chamor." So let's exchange. So the umash of ala chamor is a poro. So Shimon does Mashiach on the Parah and takes the Parah into his Rishos. So he does a Kinyan Mashiach on the Behemoth. So since it's been arranged that it should be a Chalipin, the Lach is immediately, the Chamor belongs to Reuven. In exchange, once Shimon was cut of the Parah, immediately at that moment, Shimon's Chamor now belongs to Reuven. He didn't go actually get the chamor. Achamei sechamor, and he comes and sees the chamor is dead. Now the question was, did it die before the Mashiach? So Shimon sold him a dead chamor, which is not what the deal, sale was, or did it die afterwards? So the sale is valid. It's Reuben's chamor, and Reuben's chamor died. Okay. So al bala chamor lahabi raya shoya chamor kayim b'shas mashiachus apora. So Reuben's saying that that this kinyan that I gave you of the pora was only valid on the condition that you had a chamor. The chamor is found dead in your rishos, so you have to prove that the chamor was alive at the time of the sale. And then meanwhile, give me back my pora, and the sale wasn't valid. You get my pora back. Okay. So that's what Shmuel said. And then he said, "V'tana tuna kala." Our Tana has taught us this halacha. We have a right to this halacha. By the case of the mumim of a kala, of a marriage, proves my point. Mer says, "Okay, hi kala. Which case of kala do you think proves your point?" Okay. Ilema. The case of the Reisha. So the case of the Reisha, so the mum was found, and the question is, when was the mum found? Oh, so that's tonight we're discussing this issue. We find the reality. When the time comes to pay the ksuba, we find the reality. And the question is, when does this reality take place? So the Reisha says, that Kalavisavia, that's the case of the Reisha, we found the mum, and she's still by the father. And the father, to be able to collect, has to prove that the mum was there, it happened later. And otherwise, we assume it happened earlier. So over here, right, that the Bala Chamor, Shimon is saying that the Chamor died later. Fine, prove it. Otherwise, we assume the Chamor died earlier. Okay. The Mor says, "Midami, that's not a good comparison, because Hossam Maisi Av Raya Umapik." in the case of our Mishnah, the issue is the father wants to come and collect the ksuva. So, yeah, you can't collect the ksuva until you prove it. But in Shmuel's case, the Baalei Chamor raya umukim. The Baalei Chamor's issue over here is he's saying the Porah I have already. I did a valid Mashiach on the Porah, and I have the Porah. So what you're trying to do is take the Porah away from me because my Chamor wasn't alive. Right? Okay, so you prove it. You cannot compare the case of the Mishnah,
right,
where the question when it happened is the father has to prove that because the father otherwise cannot take away from the husband, to a case over here where the Baalei Chamor is trying to keep the Porah. So you can't prove the case of Shmuel from the Reisha. Now, Rashi says that Shmuel is assuming, like we said before, that the Reisha and the Sefer are two different tannaim. So this would be true if the mumah was found, even if she's already Bishus Abal, that would be true. So the Gemara says that's not a good comparison. Okay. So Amar Rav Abba. So Rav Abba says, Kala Bebeis Chamiya. So the Raya is from the Sefer. Okay. It says in the Sefer.
What would be true even?
The Mishnah says in the Mishnah, the Tana of the Reisha, which says that the father has to prove, otherwise he cannot collect, that'll be even if she's already Rishus Abal. Even the Mishnah says the case was that they found the Oedah B'Sevia, right? But the way we first learned, Rabbi Loza learned over there, the Tana Kama argues, and the Tana of the Reisha argues, and the Tana of the Sefer. There's no difference when it was where we are right now. This was just the information was found. We have Adam that it happened, even though she's ready, which is a Baal, the Baal doesn't have to pay. Okay. So the way we're learning right now. So now we say the Tzara from the Sefer. So the Sefer, the husband has to prove, otherwise he has to pay. So, and we're saying that that's serving a Mil Shita. And he would say that's true, even if the moon was found, Brishus Av. If you learn that the Tana of the Reish and the Tana of the Sefer are arguing, so the Tana of the Sefer is Rabbi Gamliel, that the husband has to pay. And that's true even if they only found the Mumin when she was still Brishus Av. So here we have, it was found Brishus Av. She's not in Brishus Abel yet. It's found Brishus Av. And the question is, were the Mumin there before the marriage or after the marriage? And we assume that the Mumin happened after the marriage. And we allow her to collect. So the Baal is tining that it happened earlier. She's tining that it happened later. And she collects with this argument that it happened later. So Zokta Gemara, let's flip that argument around. Over here, the Baalei Porah is saying it happened earlier. The Baalei Chamor is saying it happens later. And the Baalei Porah is going to collect from the Baalei Chamor. He's going to take his Porah back. So if the Baal, when he's trying to hold on to the money, has to prove it, so So over here, where we know that the whole transfer was only due to the chamor being alive. And that's the question. So the Bala Chamor has no right to hold on to the Pura. He has to give it back. Giving back the Pura, the Mora holds, is an easier argument that he has to do than to make the Baal take money out of his pocket and pay the Ksuva. It's about his money. The question is, does he have a Chayv? Over here, we're not even valid if the Pura belongs to him. So if in the Sefer we make the Baal pay, he give the money out in a situation of Sofik. So over here, to give the Pura back, it would be a Kalva Charma, you'd have to give the Pura back. Gemara says, no. Still, Bekati Ladomi. Hosam Baal Maisi Raya, Umar Le Chazaka Da'av. Hosam Baal Chamor Maisi Raya, Mukim Chazaka Beyode. But over there, the Ches is a goof supports the argument of the father that it happened afterwards. So the Baal is forced to bring a raya to undermine the chazaka of the father, otherwise he has to pay. But over here, the Ches is chayim, the animal was alive. So the Ches is chayim tells me that it died later. So the chazaka supports the argument of the Baal HaChamor that he should keep the para. Right. Nobody cares about the dead animal. All this is who gets the Pura. So the Chazaka supports the Baal HaChamor. So how can you prove from the safe of the Mishnah where the Chazaka is against the Baal, and that's why he has to pay? So we're case that therefore the Baal HaChamor has to pay when the Chazaka supports him. Okay. Therefore, Omer of Nachem Bar Yitzchak. The Chazaka supports the Baal HaChamor. The animal had a Cheses Chayim, and therefore it died later. And if it died later, the Baal HaChamor can keep the Pura. So the Cheses Chayim of the Chamor supports the argument of the Baal HaChamor.
Just to clarify that a moment, I guess what that means is that the Cheses Chayim, without further information, we assume that the Chamor died immediately before being observed.
Correct.
Okay.
Do we say they observed it?
In the end, they find it dead.
We know that it's dead in the end, but do we say that we observed it ahead of time?
No.
So we don't observe it.
No, he's saying...
We knew it was alive.
Okay.
Yeah.
We know it's dead now.
Right.
So the Cheses Chaim tells me that it died at the last possible moment. Till then, it was alive. So it means the moment before we found it dead is when it died.
Just before we turned the corner and looked.
Okay.
So now, when we're observing it now that it's dead, we assume it was alive until that last moment, and it just died that moment. Okay. Okay. Well, that might be would be a different role.
That's an additional observation, right? But until we make that observation, okay, the assumption is still warm.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're not going to use the Kalu Besavia with a Kedushin. Okay. So the issue in our Mishnah, above and beyond the issue of paying the Ksuva, it's also relevant. So the Baal was Mekadosh the woman, and he gave her he gave it to the father. It's a case of the Kedushin to the father, right? He gave him an item of value. So the Baal is saying it's a mechotos, I want my item back, right? So above and beyond his pay the ksuba, there's also the issue of the who keeps the Kedushin. So that's not a case of being, that's not a question of the Baal being, well, we're making the Baal be moitzi the money out of his pockets. Now it's other round, the Baal is being moitzi from the Av. And the Reisha says, according to Yeshua, the Reisha says that we find the Mum later, and we assume that the Mum was there earlier, even though there's a Chesus Haguf, to the father and to the isha, but the baal doesn't pay the ksuva. But not only do we say it's a mechutos, and the baal doesn't pay the ksuva, the baal gets his kedushin back. So that's now that's almost a parallel case, right? That they were saying that the Chesed Chaim supports that it happened later, but this is suffix. So you are coming to get an item which we know belonged to somebody else. You got it only under certain pretenses. We have a suffix of those are true or not. So in suffix, you have the right to keep this item and you have to give it back. You don't use the once in a kalav araya because at this point in time, everybody's agreeing. They don't know. The husband says, "I don't know." The father's, let's say, saying, "I don't know." He was tanning the bori, but the mishnah says that the baal wins. The more is assuming the baal wins, even to the point that he gets his kedushin back. So over here, the baal pora wins to get his pora back, even though the chazaka says it happened later, and therefore the sale was valid. The chazaka says that the move happened later, and therefore the marriage was valid, and until he gives the kedushin back and he gives the pora back. Oh, so that's a riot. Now, Zot the Gemara v'loy tema, alivan deman domar kedushin lav litzivuy nitnu. Afilu man domar kedushin litzivuy nitnu. Hanimil kedushi vare of kedushi tos imaisi raya in iloy loy. Okay, so let's change the scenario. Not a question of there was a marriage is valid or not. They did the kedushin, and immediately after the kedushin, the chassan died. So is there an argument to say that the person gave the kedushin? Only gave it because he wanted to get something. So the kala has no right to keep the Yarshei Chosin come and argue that the kala has no right to keep this item. I mean, obviously, he only gave it because he wanted to be married to her. Then that never played out. At the end, he married her, did the kedushin, but they never went to Nisuin. So she has to give the kedushin back. So the. And the Mor refers to that as the kedushin. The tavuyan would mean that it's sunk. It's given. It's refallen. It's done with. It's too late. You can't get it back. That would be called the tavuyan. Yolavatunitnu means no. It was only given, even though everything was valid halachically, but we understand that that wasn't the intent. So, Zakta Gemara, if you hold that's true, means even in the case where there be a valid kedushin, we understand the intent of the purpose, and therefore she has no right to hold on to this item. She has to give it back to Yerushei Chosin. So over here, we understand in our Mishnah that once we say that he doesn't have to pay the ksuva because it's misafik, he has the right. So then he has the right to get the kedushin back. Even though we don't know for sure, and maybe the kedushin was valid, and the father says, "I want to keep the kedushin." But you see, even in a case where it's a valid kedushin, once it ends, for whatever circumstance might be, we say that wasn't what he meant to give the kedushin for. Give the kedushin back. So we're also so if you hold kedushin, are labatvuyan nitnu, which means we don't say tefalon, just keep it. But in the case of the mace of when the chosin dies, so we understand over here why he has to give the kedushin back. So the Gemara, no. Don't think that this is only true, that he gives the kedushin back. If you hold lav l'tzvuyan nitnu, but even if you hold kedushin l'tzvuyan nitnu, which means that if a man's mekadesh a woman and he dies a second later, the Yarshei Chosin cannot get the kedushin back. It was a baal ma'aseh kedushin. She's his wife, and that's it. All right? There's nothing wrong with the kedushin. So it's l'tavua. It just sunk. As far as the yarshim are concerned, it's sunk. It's gone. Okay, but that's over there where it's kedushei barai. So over here, when it's kedusha safik, misafik, the baal has a right to get his kedusha back. So if that's true, hanimil kedusha vade, but kedusha tos, the if the father proves that it was a valid kedusha, he keeps the kedusha. If not, he has to give it back. So that's the raya to Shmuel's din. Okay, let's hold it here.